Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Thanks for calling eBay. Alex, how are you doing today?
Yes, I want to cancel it.
Do you want to cancel that charges or you want to continue that, sir?
Cancel that charge.
Okay, what I'm going to do, we have provided a cancellation ID on your cell phone. With the help of, we are going to cancel that order. Can you please tell me what cell phone you are using? It's an Android or Apple?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sorry?
No, Apple.
It's an Apple. Do one thing, can you please open the App Store? Open the App Store.
Apple.
Yeah, open the App Store. Have you opened that? Alright. App Store. The blue color application, it's called App Store.
Sorry.
Have you opened that?
Yeah.
Have you opened that App Store, sir? Have you opened that?
Yes.
Alright. Just look at the bottom right hand side. You will be see there's an option, it's called search. Click on search and you have to type there A-N-Y D-E-S-K A-N-Y
A-Y desk.
No, what you have typed, can you please read me?
A and Y.
Yeah.
A and Y. Any desk.
Yes. Give a click on search. And what can you see after click on search?
Any desk.
Yeah.
Yes.
What can you see? Can you please tell me?
Any desk remote.
Yeah. Give a click on get. There's an option, it's called get. Do you see there's an option called get?
Yes, get.
Yeah, click on get and very soon you will be see the cancellation ID on your cell phone. Do one thing. Can you please take a piece of a paper and pen? Just take a piece of a paper and pen with you. And
do
have you click on get? Have you click on get?
I'm downloading it.
Have you click on get?
Okay.
Have you click on get?
Yes, of course.
Alright, and you will see there's an option, it's called open. You will see that. Do you see that? That open option.
So, open option.
Open that. You will see very soon, you will see open.
971-9765-064.
Have you opened that application?
I opened that application.
Alright, and what can you see? Open that.
971-998-064.
It should be 971, then after?
998.
998-0. Yeah.
6-4.
Okay. Now, just be on that page, sir. What we are going to do, we are provide you the security warning on your cell phone. The security warning, it means we are providing you with the help of, we are going to block those all people which is misusing your information. Whatever has been information has been misusing, so we can help you to remove the all information and we can simply cancel that order. Once you will see the security warning, just do let me know, sir. Do you see any option called security warning?
There is no option.
Do you see the security warning? Do you see security warning?
There is no security warning.
Do you see that security warning?
No.
Okay, you don't see that, right? Just be on that page. What can you see? Can you please tell me?
Network.
What can you see, sir? Can you please tell me?
Network cannot connect.
Oh, connect your internet. Connect your internet first. Connect your internet. Open your Wi-Fi.
I connected. Connected. Already.
Yeah, connect. Yeah, and now what can you see?
There's no, nothing. Nothing.
Okay, okay. Do you see your ID, that the number? Do you see that number? The 97. It should be 971.
Yes.
99.
Well.
Can you please tell me the number?
8064.
Yes. Just be on that page. You will be see the security warning. We have sent you the security warning. Do you see that? Yeah. Yes. Just look at the bottom. Just look. Now listen to me. Just listen to me very carefully. We are sending you the security warning. As you know that some fraud people, they are misusing your information, and what they will trying to do, they are make the order. Once you will the security warning, what you have to do, on the security warning, you will be look, I am aware of the risk, do not show this again, okay? Just look at the bottom, You will be see, I am aware of the risk. You see that at the bottom. I am aware of the risk. Click on that, and click on accept. And once you click on
accept,
yeah. Do you see that I am aware of the risk? Do you see that I am aware of the risk? Do you see that I am aware of the risk?
Yes, of course.
And the second option, is do not show this again. Do you see that? Do not show this again.
No, I didn't.
Okay, click on the accept. After click on I am aware of the risk, then click on accept. First, you need to click I am aware of the risk, then click on accept. Click on accept. And click on start broadcast. You will see start broadcast. You see start broadcast.
747-223-683.
Yes. Yeah. Do you see start broadcast?
Start broadcast in the next dialog to allow even capturing.
Yeah. What can you see? Can you please tell me? What option?
Choose. So, yes. Accept or reject.
Yeah. Click on accept. And click on start broadcast. Do you see that?
Start broadcast.
Yeah, click on start broadcast. And just leave it. Just leave your cell phone as it is. As you know that some fraud people, what they will try to do, they are misusing your details. And do one thing. Just swipe your thing bottom to top. Go back to your home screen. And sir, as you know, sir, there was some fraud people. They are trying to misusing your all information and misusing your details. So, like, if any money was taken out from your account, so how do you check your banking statement, sir? Do you do online banking or do you do paper statement? Alright, you need to check it, any money was taken out or not. Just take it and let me know. If any money was taken out, do let me know, okay? Take it properly. There was transaction $299 or not. And once you will check it, do let me know, okay? Alright. Just be on that page, sir. You very soon, you will be very, very quickly, checkly, you will be see. Just be on that page.
Right. I love that page.
Yeah. What can you see? Can you please tell me?
There's
very carefully, you have to check $299 for eBay charge. Just take it and let me know. Once you will check it, let me know. And scroll it down. And check it very carefully.
Check it properly.
Scroll up. You will click on scroll up. Have you find that any transaction $299 or $199 for eBay? It's not that. Is that a correct? And the second one, $299. Just check it one more time. Check it, $299 for eBay charge. Once you will check it, do let me know, okay? And sir, can you please tell me one thing, like, have you ever shared your any personal details over the phone?
No.
Have you shared your any information over the phone? Okay, do one thing,
no,
press
okay,
the back, go back one
back
step, back, go back one step, go back one step, press the back button, go back one step, go back one step, and what can you see, can you please tell me, sir?
Again, sending information. Where did you come from?
Like, we are calling from the eBay headquarters, and so as you know, that some fraud people, they are trying to misusing your information. So now, what I'm going to do, sir, now listen to me very carefully, okay? Alright, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you please tell me one thing, sir? Have you ever lost your any identity proof in our public place? Like,
no.
Have you ever lost anything? Okay. And did you ever share your any kind of information to any outsider people?
I didn't say anything.
What exactly happened, sir? What exactly happened? As I can see that some online hacker, what they will gonna do, they are misusing your information and they are make the transaction behalf of you. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to simply transfer that call to one of my senior executive on this floor. They are help you to cancel that fraud charges which is not made by you. Alright? Just be on the line, sir. I'm going to transfer that call. Just be on the line, okay? Alright, just be on the line. I'm going to transfer that call. They are help you what you need to do. Alright? Alright, just be on the line. Just be on the line. Just be on the line. Are you there?
Yes.
Are you there? Yeah, just be on the line. Just be on the line. Yeah.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Thanks for being on hold, sir. This is Ron Davis. How are you doing today?
Yes. I just received the pay, the B-pay. The pay, I mean...
Let me tell you what has been happened, sir. We have just found somebody is trying to misusing with your details in the different platform, and that is the reason what happened. Your informations are been getting exposed to the different place where they have just simply tried to purchasing something. We have found there are two gift card has been purchased for $299.99 and $199.99. Just give me a moment. Just give me a moment. Yes, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, so those charges has been put on hold by our end because those are the suspicious charges which we need to just cancel, okay? And I'll let you know that you have any account number ending with 5544, sir?
5544, yes, of course.
Yeah. So from that account, the charges has been made, all right? So first of all, what you need to do, sir, You go to your home, all right. Now, the thing is that you just tell me onto your 5544, you log into your account first.
Yes, that's nothing.
Sorry?
Nothing has been charged.
No, no, we have put it on hold, sir. We have put the red flag onto your account, onto that transaction. So once we are going to cancel the charges, then it will be coming up the transaction ID, and then it will be coming up onto your statement. Understand?
Right.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Now the thing is that onto your complete access, which is ending with 5544, though there will be the 7 or 8 hackers has been there. So what we need to do first, we need to distract themselves so that we can go ahead and cancel the charges for you. Okay. So what you need to do, there are 2 hackers we have just found onto your account ending with 0226. Do you have any 0226, like any net bank saver account?
0226, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Net bank saver.
Yeah. So there will be the hackers, and what we need to do, we need to just catch them so that we can cancel the charges. So for the meantime, because there are 2 suspicious charges we have just found, what you need to do for a time being, for just for the security time, you need to move the funds onto your account ending with 5544, okay? Just give me a moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just, yeah. So for the time being, you need to move the funds from your 0226 to your 5544. So what will happen? The hackers who are inside your NetBank saver, they are going to jump onto your complete access account, which is ending with 5544. And once we are going to cancel the charges, they will just getting active and we will getting their IP address, like from which IP they are just trying to misusing it. Understand?
Understand.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. So give a click on pay at the bottom, give a click on the pay. And at the left-hand side, you select the NetBank saver. And remember one thing. Suppose you have something like 1,500 12 amount. So you need to use the, not the whole amount, okay? You need to use that round figure amount. Suppose you have 1,572 or you have 2,262 like that. So you need to use the round figure, okay? Like 2,000. 1500, 1600, like that. You did not need to use the whole amount. Otherwise, the hackers will get to know that the security is going on. Understand?
So I transfer all money.
Not all money. Leave $50 at least onto that account. Leave $50. Do not move all the funds. Okay.
So just transfer 500. Maybe.
No. You need to leave at least $200 onto your account, that account. Minimum $200 you need to leave onto that account, okay? You did not
leave,
need to move the whole...
Saver.
Okay.
Leave the $200
yeah.
On NetBank saver.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
And transfer.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, lovely.
Transfer the remaining,
yeah.
the remaining money
yeah.
into some good assets.
Correct.
Right.
You have done that? Okay. Now you can see your phone has been you can see your phone has been just simply get transferred.
Yes, transferred.
It has been moved. Yeah. Now first of all, I need to cancel the charges. Okay. I need to cancel the 299.99 and 199.99, which is near about 500, so that I can go ahead and cancel it and generate the transaction ID. So you just give a click on pay. We need to generate the cancellation code. Give a click on the pay at the bottom. Yeah.
The pay at the bottom. So pay.
Yeah. Yeah. And there will be anything. Do you see cardless cash and deposit like that?
Cardless cash and deposit.
Correct. Now, do you see any option like cardless cash?
Yes.
Click on that because they have using those charges as a cardless cash. So that's why we need to just do the things. And can you see there will be any option called enter an amount?
Yes.
Yeah. Select it for 500. There will be any scrolling amount. Select, scroll it for 500. So that we can cancel. Yeah. Yeah. And press on done. Now, can you see at the bottom enter description? Give a click on enter description. And type in their shop because they are using for the online shopping. So type in shop, SHOP shop.
Yes.
Now click on done at the top, press on done. Now click on next at the right hand side top corner and then it will be coming up confirm. So once you confirm, it will be generating the code, that security code. Okay, so you need to write the code in a piece of paper. Do you see at the right hand side top
give me so I could next.
Yeah, press on confirm and see, it will be generating the code. So once you just got the code, you tell me. Do you see any C codes has been coming up? C codes?
Yes, you'll have it.
Now press on C, click on home. Go to your home, press on home. There will be the code will be coming up. Press on home at the left hand side bottom corner.
Yes.
Can you see the code? You just write the code in a piece of paper and please log out from your account, sir. You just log out from your account. You take a screenshot or you just write it down, and go to your home screen. So first, once we got the hackers, then I'll let you know. You just go to your home screen. All right, be on that page. Go to your home screen.
Yes.
Yeah, swipe your screen bottom to top. You come out from that Commonwealth. Go to your home screen, okay? And let me just simply showing you the things. Are you on the home screen?
Yes.
Yeah. And just simply do one thing.
Right.
Now, open up the Google, sir. Onto your mobile phone, just open up the Google.
Open up the Google.
Yeah. So once you open up the Google, you just give a click on the plus sign. Press on the plus sign. No, the Google fresh page. Press on Google. And can you just tell me how much percentage your mobile has been charged?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I don't understand your sentence.
Oh, I'm asking you, like, how much battery you have onto your mobile phone?
13%.
Okay. Do you have any charges? Because the security is running, so we don't want that your mobile phone is getting off. Do you have any charges, sir?
I didn't have any charges. Maybe.
Okay. Try to connect your mobile phone to the charge.
Just a moment.
Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Excuse me.
So you be with me for a while. Once you connect your mobile phone to the charge, just do let me know.
I connect my mobile phone to the charge.
Okay.
Yes, charge.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. You need to be on the Google page, sir, so that we can verify everything has been protected or not, okay? And can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Once your mobile phone will be connected to the charge, please do let me know.
Connected.
Okay. Now you just open up the Google, sir. You open up the Google.
Open up the Google. Yes.
Yeah, and type in there W for whiskey, letter W.
W.
Yeah.
W, what?
Then number 3.
Number 3.
Then C for Charlie, letter C.
C.
Cut.
C for card. WBC. Excuse me. What are you doing?
I beg your pardon. Do you see any option W3C validator?
Do I see
any help?
I didn't see it.
What?
Sorry. Sorry, I don't understand you.
Yeah, now can you hear me, sir? Just listen to me. Mr. Leopold, please try to listen to me. Now, the thing is that what we are going to do, because we have found there will be the suspicious things and a suspicious platform has been registered with your identity, so we are going to validate your identity whether it will be protected or not, okay? And if you see any errors and warnings messages, that means your details is not protected and it will be needed some protection. Understand? What's my point? Yeah. So you just simply log into your, you just simply open up the Google, sir. You just simply open up the Google.
Okay.
And type in there W for whiskey, letter W.
W. 7.
Yeah. Then number three.
3.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just give me a moment.
W73.
Yeah. Now W. No. It's W3C. W3C, sir.
Is that W3C or
W73? W3C. Do you see any option? W3C validator. Validator. Can you see any options that's coming up?
Yes. Worldwide Web Consortium.
Yeah. Now, can you see any option at the top? W3C W3C Markov Validation Service?
Markov Validation Service.
Yeah, click on that. Now, let me tell you, Markov Validation Service is a platform where every people can check their online activities has been getting protected or not. So you just give a
right.
click on the address white panel. Give a click on the address white panel.
Yes.
Yeah. And type in there www.commonwealth.com.au.
Commonwealth.
Yeah. .com.au.
Combank or Commonwealth?
Yeah, Combank. Yeah, Combank. Combank means Commonwealth Bank. Yeah. Now can you see? Yeah. Now can you see? Now do you see any errors, warnings, info like that?
Errors,
warnings. Yeah.
One more of the following attributes.
So you need to understand what is happening. They have just tried to get inside your account and tried to stealing your information. So just scroll down at the bottom and tell me how many altogether you have onto your account. Like it is more than 10 errors warnings messages, 20 errors warnings messages. Just go to the bottom. Yes.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
No, you just see the serial number at the left hand side. Can you see any serial number? 60, 66, 67, 70, like that. At the left hand side, there will be the serial number.
Element CIB not allowed as a child, but element A in this context. 60.
Yes.
62.
So more than.
No,
yes. Correct. So more than 60 times those people has attacking your information, okay? So you go back to the previous page. Now what we need to do, we need to just validate your personal details, whether it will be protected or not, okay?
Right.
Yeah. So you just simply do one thing. You go back to the previous page, press on the back arrow.
Right. Yeah.
Correct.
So,
Now wait for a second. Now look at the top. Can you see there will be an options called there will be any options called validate by direct input?
Validate by direct input.
Yeah.
Enter the market and mark up to validate.
Yeah. So it will be helping you to just validate your things. All right. It will be just helping you to validate your things, such as your personal details and the card which is connected to your, can you just tell me the debit card which you normally use? You have two cards, right? Like a MasterCard which is ending with 6159. Is it correct?
Yes.
So it's it is connected?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. So it is connected to the Complete Access account, I guess, 5544 account?
Yes.
Yeah. So you just open up the Google, sir. You open up the Google. Yeah. Now you need to just be handy with the card so that we can validate the card and we can just cancel those things. And if we found any of the platform where your details have been misused, we can just simply cancel the charges and cancel the platform. Understand? So that in future
so
you're not going to face any.
So how should I enter the markup to validate?
I'll tell you. Give a click on the white box. Give a click on the white box.
The white box, yes.
Yeah. So first you put your full name. You put your full name.
Full screen.
Yeah, your full name. Your first name and the last name. Yeah.
Yes.
Once you put your full name, okay. Now, do one thing. Press on return onto your keyboard. Can you see return? Onto your keyboard, there will be return. Yeah, press on return. Now, zoom in that page. Zoom in that page.
Zoom in that page.
Zoom in that page. Yeah. Now, once you put your first name, now look on the card. Look on the card. Do you see on the card, there will be, look on the card, sir. Can you see? There will be the, yeah. Are you on the Google, sir? Onto the card which is connected to your Complete Access account, sir. Look on the card just below your name. You need to look on your debit card. You need to look on your debit card.
I have no debit card on me. All my debit cards are out of date. Sorry. No debit card on me. No debit card.
You don't have.
All my debit card is out of date.
Out of date. So all the cards have been expired?
Expired.
I'm talking about the card, the MasterCard. The card which you're using for...
Card.
Yeah.
All my cards is expired. There's no
all
card.
Your cards.
And even my MasterCard, I should... I need to show my visa in order to apply for a new MasterCard.
Okay. So, do you have the new cards with you?
No.
You don't have the new cards with you, right?
No, nothing.
Okay. So, all the cards which you have is expired, correct? Everything has been getting expired.
Everything has been expired.
Okay. Where you see at the bottom, there will be showing you MasterCard. Can you see that 6159 card number? Give a click on that. Give a click on that.
Yes.
Now look at the top. Can you see there will be the card picture? Look at the top. Can you see the card picture?
Yes.
Click on the card picture. Yeah. Now can you see on the card there will be an option called show. Okay, it has been expired. All right. Now just give me a moment. Give me a moment, sir. And do you have the, let me, okay, you just log out from your bank. You just log out from your bank first. You log out from your bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then log out.
Yeah, lovely. Now, what we need to do, we have just found a platform where your details has been misused, okay? You come out from your bank. Do not go to your bank again and again. Otherwise, your information are going to be exposed. Try to understand that, sir. Okay?
Yes.
Now you just open up the Google. You open up the Google, sir. Now once you open up the Google, what we need to do, we are just going, we have just got a platform where your details has been misused, okay, which is known as Rocket Remit. So what we need to do, we need to just simply unregister your account completely so that we can just cancel it properly, understand?
Yes.
Yeah, so you get a fresh Google page. Close that validator page, and open a fresh Google page. And type in there. Click on the Google. Yeah. And type in there rocket rocket remit. Yeah. Now please scroll. Now click on search. Click on go. Now scroll down the page little bit. Now stop. Slowly, sir. Slowly. Can you see Rocket Remit, sir? Yeah. Click on that. Rocket Remit. Press on that. Yeah.
There's some for money, faster. Me.
Yeah, so that is the platform which has been used by the people, all right. So let me just check. Now, do you see at the left-hand side, very top corner? There will be at the left-hand side, very top corner, the three white straight lines. Can you see that? Three white straight lines.
And
can you see any option? Yeah. Click on that and press on sign up. Yeah, press on sign up. Yeah, top right. Press on sign up. Yeah. So once you sign up, we will get that. We will verify your details whether it has been misused or not. And then the server will help you to make it cancel. So fill up the form which is asking you one by one. Click your first name. Now put your mobile phone number which is registered to the Commonwealth so that it will be helping you to make it cancel the things. Now wait. You did not need to put the password. I'll help you. Okay. You just be with me for a while. You just give me a moment. Do not use. Okay, wait. Now put your email address, which is your permanent email address, so that whenever we are cancelling those things, we can just sending you the email.
Yes.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. I'm just going to providing you the security password, so that the account is not going to be compromised. So give a click on. Choose a password. Give a click on choose a password.
Yes, choose a password.
Now, yeah. Now type the password. W should be capital, letter W.
Mm.
Yeah. Like welcome, then small e for England.
Yes.
Then small L for London.
Yes.
Then small C for Charlie.
Yes.
Then small O for Oscar.
Welcome.
Welcome. Type ME. Welcome. Then number 7. 8.
Number 7. 8.
6.
8.
Now scroll it down. Scroll it down.
Welcome.
Now tick that box. I'm not a robot. Tick that box. Now wait. Now what has been came up? Select the pictures.
Register.
Now press on register. Yeah, press on register.
So press on register. I send money.
Yeah. No. You are not sending anything. Let me just show you. You are not selling anything, okay? Don't be getting confused.
Are you really from eBay?
Yes, this call has been transferred to the NCA department, sir. You are not sending it to anybody. I am not providing you any details to send it to. Because your details has already been used there. So that's why. You will get to see that. I'm not providing you that you need to sending it to anybody. This is going to create your account where you can protect your funds. I'm not providing you any of the details. Okay. Did you got my point, sir?
I got your point.
Yeah, don't be get confused. All right. Wait for a second, then. Wait for a second. You press on register.
Right. So press register.
Yeah, press on register. Now just give me, okay, yeah, press on register. Now just give me a moment. Now once you log in, okay, yeah. So once you log into the account, what has been came up? What you can see right now?
What you can see? So confirm your mobile phone number.
Maa bank ka gaali dena, ghar mein jaake gaali do. Jana chhoot mil gaya sabko.
Excuse me.
Now check, do you receive any code onto your message? The verification code you have, yeah, you are going to receive a verification code.
My mobile phone number is being invalid, declared invalid.
That means you have put the mobile phone number wrong, sir. Can you just confirm your mobile phone number one time? Like it's 0449917972? Or
that's become invalid. That phone number becoming invalid.
That phone number is coming invalid. So let me just confirm me. Can you just be quiet for a while and can you just confirm me the mobile phone number?
Yes, 0449-917-972.
All right. Okay, just give me a moment. And whose number is this? 0423632782, like that?
0423. So you mean 0423-632-782? That's my phone number.
That's your mobile phone number or telephone number, sir?
Mobile phone number.
Mobile phone number. Okay. And the main number, the phone which you're using right now, which is connected to the security department. So the number will be 0449917972. Correct?
Right.
Okay, just wait for a second. Now, give me a moment. Let me just help you to verify those things. And do you have any middle name, sir? Like, do you have any middle name? Because while we're just verifying the platform, so it will be asking you, like, do you have... Okay. No middle name, right? And your last name will be G-U-O, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but let me just check. Now, I am just going to verify your email. It should be L-E-O.
E-O-L-D.
P-O-L-D.
U-F-A.
Then UFA1@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Give me a moment. Okay. Now just be with me. And apart from you, is there anybody is using your mobile phone, sir?
No one.
Okay. So let me just check. Now we are just going to verify those platforms.
Let me just check. Wait for a second. Now, let me just verify and let me just cancel those platform for you. And we? Sorry? Yeah, we have successfully traced one hacker, okay. We have just successfully traced one hacker who are just trying to using your things. And they are from the Mountain View, California, which is in U.S., all right? And very shortly, we are going to get the bastard's pictures, each and everything. So wait for a second. And in the meantime, because we have found your driver's license is also used, sir. Do you have any driver's license with you?
No driver's license.
You don't have any driver's license?
I have no driver's license in Australia.
Okay. You haven't created any driver's license in Australia?
No.
But it is just showing us that your information has been used. So there will be a possibility you have the driver's license.
I don't have any driver's license.
Okay. All right. Now, do you see that once we just cancel those transactions onto your account, that $500 has been showing you on the statement? The statement has been made by $500?
$500.
Yeah, onto the transaction, do you see? Click on the complete access and the amount is going to be hidden. Can you see that?
Cut the cash protection shop.
Yeah. Because we have generated the code and the amount those people has been charged, it is just showing you, and that's why the amount is going to be hidden, okay? So it will take 24 hours to reverse the amount. Whatever the amount you have, it will take 24 hours exactly from the same time so that it will be coming back to your account. So in the meantime, you just press on home, okay? Now let me tell you, go to your account, sir. Let me just tell you one important thing. Go to your accounts. Yeah. Now give a click on the back arrow, left hand side top corner back arrow.
Yes.
Now
yes.
The thing is that first your card has been getting expired. You need to understand the importance. All right. Your card is getting expired and you don't have the driver's license either. Now we need to, yeah. So how we can protect it? Yes, I understand. But the account belongs to an Australian, correct? This is an Australian account, your Commonwealth. It is not the different country's account. So that's why the driver's license is needed very responsibility, right? It is very responsible to just simply check those things. So in order to protect your all accounts, such as MasterCard, your complete access, and your NetBank saver, we need to just put a security checkup onto your account so that we can put the security hold for 24 hours inside your account. And tomorrow, now once within 24 hours, once the security shield will be activated, we can go ahead and cancel those things for you. Understand?
Yes,
And within 2 to 3 business days, everything will be fine, and we can just able to just catch those people properly. Right. And right now, we are just talking onto your mobile phone number ending with 782, correct?
782. What about phone? I guess.
Yeah. Phone. Okay, okay, lovely. And just tell me tomorrow at what time you will be free, sir, so that I can call you and help you to just simply check the security seal, because right now we have activated the seal and it will be take 24 hours to upgrade the whole security seal.
Upgrade the whole security. So the whole security of Commonwealth Bank will be updated. Is that right?
Sorry?
The whole security of the Commonwealth Bank will be updated.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, the thing is that we have trying to protecting those things, your information, and within 24 hours, the hackers are going to be activated, okay? And we will get the evidence, like we will get all the informations where your details has been misused, so that we can just cancel those details and we can catch those IP addresses or the hackers who are trying to get inside your account, okay?
Okay.
Understand? Yo, so that is the thing. And in the meantime, I simply request you, you did not do any online transfer to anybody. Otherwise, your account is going to be logged and those people are going to steal the information again on which we have put the security. Understand?
Understand.
Yeah. So tomorrow, can you tell me at what time you will be free so that I'll get in touch with you?
So tomorrow, I need to reply you.
I beg your pardon?
I need to reply you tomorrow.
Yeah, at what time I'll get in touch with you, sir, so that I can check the security and just cancel, because once we got the updates from our end, from the server, about your information where it has been misused, we can going ahead and we can call you to just cancel it, and that's why I'm asking you.
Right.
So, what time you will be free?
Probably before 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock in the morning.
Probably, okay, 8 o'clock in the morning, probably, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, I understand. So, right now in your place, it will be near about 3 o'clock, correct?
3 o'clock.
At your time, what is the time at your time? Right now, it's 3 o'clock.
8 o'clock. It's 3:02. 3:02.
Okay, 3:02. All right. That means you are from the Sydney time, correct? So you want to just tell me that I will call you at 8 o'clock.
Right.
In the morning.
Eight o'clock. Australian time.
Correct. Yeah, from the Sydney time or from the Melbourne time, I'll just give you a call back at 8. Yeah, 8 o'clock. It will be good for you?
So you will call back to me at 8 o'clock?
Correct. I'll call you back at 8 o'clock. Yeah. So you have understood the things? Did you understand what I'm trying to explain you?
Yes, I understand what you're trying to explain to me. So you did manage to let me add one account.
First you log in.
Rocket Remit account in order to transfer money.
No. We did not need the Rocket Remit account because we have already cancelled that account. Okay.
We have already cancelled
it right now. That's why it is not needed. And you are not transferring any funds to anybody. Don't get confused, all right? So go to your home screen.
It just needs me to sign up one account, and then you cancel it in order to prevent anything from other people.
Correct. Now, let me tell you what has been happened. Once you put your details to just simply get registered, what happened? the server will detect that your details has been used onto this platform, and we have go ahead and simply cancel that platform completely. You did not need to add anything. Yeah.
So this account has been used in my phone, not in other people's phones. Is that correct? The correct name?
No. That details has been used already into the different device of the people. And
yeah,
that's why once you register...
Using the iPhone before other people used it.
Your information is not your mobile phone. Why you're not understanding that your 782 number is getting registered there with your information.
So that 782 represents me.
Correct. Now the thing is that once you registered yourself to the security server, the server will simply detect the information, and they have also detecting the platform where your details has been used. So that's why we have cancelled that Rocket Rabbit account, which has been created under your information.
Right. You have already cancelled the Rocket Rabbit account.
Yes, correct. Correct. And there will be some other applications which has been registered, which we need to cancel because we have started the security right now. Within 24 hours, we will able to detect all the platforms. Understand? One
right.
by one. So that's
right.
why I want your time tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock so that I can go ahead and cancel the other platforms for you.
So you call me?
Yes.
You'll call me at 8. Right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and tomorrow you are going to receive an confirmation email. Once we're going to cancel the services, we are going to sending you the email tomorrow. You will get it from the NCA department, so that from the anti-fraud department, so on which everything will be mentioned.
What department? You'll be what department?
Anti-fraud department, sir. Anti-fraud department.
What is anti-fraud? NCA department?
NCA, National Crime Department, sir. National Crime Department, yeah.
NCA Department.
Yeah, yeah.
So NCA, what is National Crime?
Yeah.
NCA Department.
NCA is like a National Crime Department, like an anti-fraud department. The people who are suffering from their information have been...
belong to eBay?
No, not from the eBay. The eBay people has transferred the call, connect the call to the anti-fraud department.
Anti-fraud department.
From the visa department.
What is NCA department? Phone number, the telephone number, contact details.
Yeah. It will be under the visa, the card which you have from the Commonwealth, sir. How I confirming you the card number? Because that card has been misused, which has been expired, but your details is also misused. We are from the Visa Security Department, understand?
Visa Security Department?
Yeah, the debit card or the MasterCard which you are using from the Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth Bank. I didn't use any Visa card. I use MasterCard in Commonwealth.
I have told you either it will be a Visa, either it will be a MasterCard.
Either it will be MasterCard. So the, as long as the Commonwealth Bank has connected.
Yeah.
I mean as long as I have account in Commonwealth Bank, you will connect to the NCA department, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's why I'm confirming you your account details, and that's why I'm confirming you the card number either. Right?
Right.
You have not provided me your card number, not your account details. Because we have just found a suspicious thing, that's why I've told you, you have a card ending with 6159, which has been getting expired on 2018.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. So
you can see on the card number that it will be expired at 2018.
It has
but
been expired.
The card, yeah,
yes.
It has been expired already.
Yes.
But it is not about the card, it is about the information which has been registered with the card. That number has been over those people who are misusing it. You got my point?
Yes, I got your point.
So that is the thing. So you just stay relaxed. Now the thing is that the 500 which we have cancelled, for the security reasons it will be hidden because we have tried to reflect those funds. It will be reversed back to your account tomorrow. Once we just simply cancelling all the platforms. Understand?
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you take rest and I'll be giving you a call tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay. I'll wait a day.
Any questions you have, you just ask me.
No questions. And what do you call from? Where you're from? Sydney.
From the Sydney branch.
Common Bank, Sydney branch.
Correct. Right. Anti-fraud department. Do you know, whenever you call the bank to just inform them something, they are going to connect you to the anti-fraud department, correct?
The Commonwealth department. Right. Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you so much.
The anti-fraud department of the Commonwealth. Understand. That's why I am confirming you or your account information from where those things has been misused.
Right.
That's
thank
why
you so much.
we have put the flag, like a red flag, onto your account so that nothing will be coming out from your account. Okay, we are just looking onto that. We are investigating. We are just investigating onto your account.
Right. Thank you so much.
And that's why we have simply requested you, Mr. Yulong Gyul, to just not to make any online transfer from the Commonwealth Bank until and unless the security is not going on. Understand?
Until next day, probably eight o'clock.
You are not understanding. It will be take near about 2 or 3 business days. Okay.
Sure.
Today is Monday. On Wednesday, the security will done. You can do it after Wednesday.
Understand? Wednesday.
Yeah, correct. Because it will be take.
Thursday.
Yeah, you can use it from Thursday because normally it will be take 2 business days, all right, to just complete
right.
the
Thank
whole
you.
Security. So right
Thank
now
you.
At 3 o'clock we have started the security from your time, right? So
right.
tomorrow 3 o'clock it will be completed like a 1 business days, and then on Wednesday the 2 business days will be completed. And we will be able to complete the security. And then by Thursday, you can use your online banking to transfer anything to anybody. Understand?
Understand. Thank you.
Yeah. So in the meantime, you can take rest, but do not break the security rules. And I'll be getting in touch with you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Understand?
Right. So don't transfer to anyone.
I beg your pardon?
Don't transfer to anyone. I just want to know which day should I not send any money to someone via the bank account. So
you
Thursday is a correct answer, right?
From Thursday, I just want to know that.
And you did tell me this. So that's all I need. I just need to wait until next eight o'clock until you reply to me. And then until Thursday I won't send any money via this bank account. Right.
Correct. Because the thing is that today at 3 o'clock we have started the security, and I have told you to just, because we need to catch the hackers, sir, right? So once the 24 hour will be completed, like tomorrow at 3 o'clock, the 24 hours will be completed. In between, we are going to get those platforms where your details has been misused, and we will get the hacker's location so that we can cancel it and everything, and we can just simply catch those people, and Wednesday everything will be completed, okay? And by Wednesday evening or by Thursday morning, you can do your online transfer as you just do it your previous time. Understand now?
Understand now.
Yeah. Any more questions you have?
No more questions.
Okay. So you take care of yourself. I'll be getting in touch with you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. All right?
Fine.
Okay. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.